Welcome to TerryWilson3.com. Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
What is going on?
I hope they're good.
I do too. Josh, chocolate on my face. I feel like Gabby's.
You did.
Yeah, you.
But I wasn't going to tell you.
Come on.
You did, actually.
Yeah. I was like, that tasted good.
Did you just try to eat the microphone?
No, I tasted chocolate on my lips.
She had some remnants from the cookie.
Chocolate covered microphones we have here at the TW3 studio. But what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the TW3 podcast. Hope everyone's having a Merry Christmas so far. I hope your stockings are hung by the chimney with care and you're ready for Saint Nick to get there. So we're glad you joined us tonight. We're having a jolly time, as you can probably tell here at the studio already. And we've got a lot of great stuff to share with you tonight. We're launching two new products and one new service, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Great stuff is happening. Like I mentioned, we've got some new products, new tools, new services that we're going to be providing. One of our services is going to be completely and totally free for TW3 members. So I know if you're a TW3 member and you're on tonight, you will want to stay close by and pay attention, because some really, really cool stuff. But before I get into too much of that, I want to introduce my panel. First, all the way over, funny man Chris Roop is in the house.
Yeah, I'm back. I had so many emails, so many messages and texts, and where is Chris?
Everyone missed you.
I didn't have a single one.
I asked Terry, I said, where's he been? Who's he think he is, well, ditching the podcast?
Terry said something like, hey, dude, could you take some time off? I think you offended somebody.
Well, our sales were getting a little soft, so we needed to do something. So yeah. I'm kidding.
I'm back. You know, I wasn't even invited. I just showed up.
That's
what happens when his mom moves close. All of a sudden, we have to
see
him.
That's right. You know, that is an incentive now. I'll actually get to see my mom occasionally.
Yeah. Well, you're getting to eat with mom.
Yeah, that was good. It was good.
But so, Asian Fusion was closed.
Well, we went to the Japanese place.
Which is better, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was good. It was what it
so,
was.
So, Chris has been out of the pocket, and rumor has it you've been hanging out with the governor from Arkansas.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. I mean, it's been a great little ride. I feel like, some doors are opening up. We're going to see.
Who's the governor of Arkansas?
Former president.
What you doing with him?
Oh, well, I was invited. No, I can't. Well, that is true. We were really friendly. Which is funny, because he was actually, you know, you always think when you meet a guy who's like him, I was on a show. The Mike Huckabee Show. And
cleared the confusion.
I mean, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Well, he's flexing on us already. Look at that.
Obviously, I don't watch TV.
Oh, well, I don't think anybody's seen that show yet.
It's on a network most people don't get.
He was pretty close to being the president. I mean, the
nominee
for the Republicans.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting. So, you know, you'd think he would be a weirdo. Honestly, I'm saying this. I had low expectations.
Well, most of those guys are. If you meet them, they're just weird.
You realize he could listen to this, right?
He was unbelievable. I know, but like, I'm getting ready to compliment him.
He's complimenting.
Yeah, but let's keep going.
Slow your roll.
Here's the winning line is he was really a nice guy. I walked up to him. I know that I'm super famous and everything, so I shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, my.
He knew my name. And he knew a little bit about me.
Well, who doesn't?
That's what I tell myself.
Your reputation does go before poppy. You.
But, you know, he was very humble. He was very grateful that I was there. I was just a warm-up act. You know, it wasn't like anything significant. And very humble, took time and listened. He greeted, I'm not making this up, every single person that was at the show.
Really?
Well.
One-on-one.
Okay, that's really? Character.
Oh, that's character.
I've never seen anything like it. And he does it every single time.
That's
and
cool.
Takes time, takes their pictures, whatever they want to do.
Wow. Well, the fact that he knew your name and probably knows.
Unlike you, who didn't tell me I had chocolate on my face.
I was going to wait till we were online
went live.
Might have something right about here.
Seriously?
You ate it beforehand.
Well, two Chris's left and my right.
And I might still have chocolate on my face or in my teeth. Nobody's going to tell me here. I'm surrounded by men who like to laugh.
The day you're good now.
Miss CBD oil, Miss Lindsay Taylor. Lindsay, some people have written in and asked us some questions, and I told them I would hit this right up on the front of the show.
Oh.
And ask you this.
Okay.
But there's a rumor that there's this intimidating toothbrush that's been terrorizing
people.
And so,
Linda.
Have you been ran out of your
honey,
home?
Listen.
Have you been ran out of your home because of an electric toothbrush or something?
I really did think I was praying over my family. I was praying that we would not have a bomb go off in our home. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
No.
I don't even know.
Do you want me to tell you guys what happened?
I'm afraid to hear this. I'm afraid.
So it was a Monday morning a week ago. And I sleep really hard on Sunday nights because Sunday's a really, really big day for ministry, for worship leading and stuff. And so, like, I was out and I was awoken from a dead sleep by a terrible noise. And it sounded...
Sounds like a Christmas story.
That's what I was thinking.
And what was a clatter?
Listen, it sounded like someone was sawing through my wall and there was water, like a waterfall. And I called Justin, I put it on speakerphone and I said, babe, this is not good. Like, something really, really bad has happened. He's like, I'm just now pulling into the plant. And I'm like, it's really bad. And he goes, okay, I'm pulling away from the plant. and he came home. And for 25 minutes, that's how long it takes him, I prayed and I called him again. I said, do I need to take the kids for safety? I got the dogs out of our room because I thought that my room was going to blow up and we were all going to die. I was really, really scared. And he came home. And he
what was it, Lindsay?
He opens the shower door and he said, babe, looks like my toothbrush fell off the ledge and somehow got turned on. Turned the toothbrush off and we were saved. My hero.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm a little bit shocked. So can I speak on behalf of the audience?
Please. Okay.
Here's what everybody, y'all feel free to chime in and tell everybody that you're agreeing with me here.
Yes.
So I learned a lot about you already. So here's the question.
Okay.
You know, there are, on this planet, when something happens, there are a million possibilities.
Yes, yes.
You went straight to the house is going
to
blow up.
I went straight to the Lord in prayer.
Well,
for my house.
After your house is going to blow up. I mean, why couldn't it have been that there is a mole who has bore into your house.
Listen, when I was like in
how about,
middle,
you know,
when
a
I
tiny
was in middle
little,
school, our water heater exploded.
It was an Al-Qaeda mole. It was going to blow up, okay?
Our water heater exploded when I was in middle school in the bathroom right next to my room. And so I thought, it's happening again. And there's going to be fire
that's
and
at least more realistic
water
than a bomb
everywhere. I thought it was over.
That.
I almost called my neighbors. I was like, do I need to call?
It was over.
Oh, my word.
I just wanted to know, why was there like a lack of investigation?
Because
I feel like Justin got there, and within 5 minutes, he was like, yeah, it's a toothbrush.
It was within like 30 seconds. Yeah. But I went in the bathroom,
and I
couldn't find the sound.
Why not at least go see why you're going to die?
I don't think due diligence was that.
No, I'm going to die.
Listen.
That's what's determined.
I at least want to see why I'm going to proclaim to have excellent technical skills. I've never brought
technical skills.
Nah.
It's opening the shower.
Nah.
Well, I thought the shower was going to blow me up.
Turn that off.
So I did not open the shower because I didn't want to die.
Well, to Lindsay's left and my right.
That was great, by the way. That was good. That was worth coming down here.
That's my life.
That was good.
Reagan, how are you doing today?
I've been better.
You don't look better.
Yeah. I feel even worse. Let's just move on.
Hey, coming to this show has made me even worse. Well, Reagan is over off of camera, and then the tyrant of tickets, so that's Reagan, and then Mr. Chat Nazi is over.
River, looking, I just saw a girl on your phone.
Yeah, are you even watching the show, buddy?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No.
Who was that chick? Because she was cute.
Please don't.
I mean, she was
don't
cute.
Don't let us interrupt you.
Okay. I don't understand all these millennial technologies.
We are having a good time, as you can tell here at TWC.
She's cute, too.
A lot of stuff going on tonight. We've got some great new products for TW3 members. You're going to be able to make a lot of money,
and I'm
guys.
Selling toothbrushes now.
And Lindsay is no longer Miss CBD oil, but electric toothbrush lady. So
yes.
And we're not even going to go there.
I'm going to show you how to use it.
Just, we're not.
A little demonstration of my toothbrush.
Just
this is presses the on button.
You want to say anything else about it?
I got nothing.
Okay, let's move on. The audience.
What does Justin what does he brush his teeth in the shower?
I don't know.
Boy, you could open up all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, that's a great question.
No, he's done that ever since we got married. And so I started doing it too. Like,
oh my God, that's so odd.
I mean, you don't like cold water on it? I like cold water on mine.
I like having it all done when you step out, though.
Seems like we're wasting water.
Okay, let's get to Chris. Let's tell the people
you
about
can't swallow warm water.
Tell the people about the conference, folks.
Let's talk conference.
Wait, yes. You swallow your toothbrush water?
I was wanting to see if anybody caught that.
I caught that. I don't swallow my toothbrush water.
Wait, what do you do after you brush your teeth?
You spit it out.
That's a waste of water. Kids in Africa would have drank that or something.
Oh my gosh.
Reagan.
So listen, I'm in the middle of, I thought I'd finally came up with a little great, we need like a little bumper for the conference. Let's talk conference. We'll just record that and redo it over and over.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a feeling we don't like
I'm going to get
much.
On board because I believe in you.
Okay. It's a terrible idea. But now that I have your attention, let's talk the conference. Worthmoreconference.com. That's where you go to get all the information. It's coming up. Can you believe, I just thought about this on the way down here, how soon this is going to be. Three months in about a week.
It's scaring me.
Yeah, it is on us. The good news is we have a place.
Yes.
It's at the one building, Greenville, South Carolina.
Beautiful place.
And so it's here. Yeah. And so it's March the 19th through the 21st. If you're new to TW3 and you hadn't heard that, it's coming up. We got some great stuff planned. You can get all the information online again at worthmoreconference.com. But also keep in mind, we're going to have some really cool stuff going on. We have a couple of guest people that are coming in. Don't want to announce who that is yet.
Yeah.
But some surprises. We have some of our very own that are going to be leading some sessions, like Lindsay.
Miss Lindsay.
She's going to be there.
Electric Toothbrushes 101.
Beyond Toothbrushes.
That's going to be my session.
And those of you that haven't, that'll be a part of it.
We're trying to get up there, Lindsay.
We're going to give away some toothbrushes, apparently.
Yeah. We don't know.
Quackenbush.
Quackenbush
is going to be there. And so those of you that don't know what he is all about, he's doing some great stuff with marketing and some creative digital stuff that he's going to be doing. Mm-hmm. He's going to be sharing a lot of that at the conference. And of course, we have some of our classics like Gary Green is going to be sharing some
Green
of his tricks.
On his,
but here's the most important thing you need to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Well,
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told her. We're trying to get them there.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I got some things this year that I'm going to be doing.
Oh,
it's going to be, I'm not going to hint about it.
You shouldn't.
But you will never forget.
You're going to make an impression.
Days. Oh, it's going to be impressed.
Okay.
It's going to be impressed. So, I hope I didn't overdo this. And here's the thing. More than likely, there is a 98% chance, you know, all facts are true, but it is. There's a 98% chance this is going to be sold out.
I just want to know if your wife's coming.
Well, we're getting
absolutely. We're
getting because I just want to hang out with her again.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
That's my goal.
My wife's crazier than I am.
But in all seriousness, everybody that's come has told us nothing but positive reviews. Matter of fact, I had lunch with Scott Batson this past week, and he's told me, it's his words, not mine, he'd been to a ton of conferences. That's one of the best, if not the best.
I've heard that too.
He's ever been to.
People love our conferences.
And so,
which cracks me up because we're so normal.
So normal, but honestly,
speak for yourselves.
Except Chris.
But honestly, you see the people that have come, and then what's happened after they left.
Yes.
And so it is. It really. I mean, we're having fun, guys, and I hope you are too. But honest to Pete, you are going to get a lot out of it. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to be able to network with people. You're going to see people like us who are either crazy or whatever you think of us. But you're also going to see some normal people. And you're going to see regular people. You're going to see people of all walks of life. And they're making it happen. And so that's the networking part of it's probably worth more than anything else, I think. So
I think the value is in meeting other people that are doing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about this stuff. Like, I mean, I know that I have a big star appeal, but
sure.
It's not what's at the end of the day when you walk away from it. As amazing as that will be, that won't be the most important. Because everybody does say every time somebody comes, it always comes down to, hey, I met these people and I connected with them. I learned from this person and sharing ideas, sitting around the tables, eating and stuff, and learning from each other is far more valuable than what any of us bring to the table,
right,
I think.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what have you got, Miss Lindsay?
If you have not gotten your copy of You Are Worth More, you need to go to You Are Worth More Book. Wait. Nope. You Are Worth More Book. I thought it said You Are Worth More ebook. And I was like, oh, snap. Did Terry throw me another curveball?
I probably would have.
No. YouAreWorthMoreBook.com is where you need to go to get your book and learn about how worthy you are of good things.
All right. Good deal.
And as with every podcast, we do questions at the end here. So if you get any questions, go ahead and send those in. I'll be collecting them. And we'll have a little session here at the end where I answer your questions. Just remember to keep all your questions or comments positive, clean, and relevant. And most importantly, no cursing, Chris.
No cursing, Chris. Chris what? Ain't going to have anything to
Pastor
say.
Pastor Chris.
Pastor Chris, if you don't
get your Bible out.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
And read okay. about how the words of our mouth and meditations of our heart need to be pleasing.
Guys, I'm going to be giving a book. I'm going to give, we gave 22 away last week. I'm going to give as many away that share this podcast. If you share this podcast on any social media platform except MySpace, because we don't check that.
But if you'll are they still going?
I think they are. I think they
it's
are.
More of a
we
music
need a presence.
Yeah. Wow.
We need a presence on there.
But if you share the podcast using the hashtag, because you got to use the hashtag or we can't find it. So use the hashtag TW3Podcast394, because that's what this episode is. Hashtag TW3Podcast394. Share it, then send us a link if you want. You can send it to terrywilson3.com/contact. Let us know you shared it if we don't find it. But we'll also go through there and look as well. But for everyone that shared it, we'll either send you a free book or we'll send you some free food. We'll give you some restaurant certificates. So if you've already got a book, you know, you probably don't want one again, but we'll send you a restaurant certificate so that you can go out to eat on, and you can also gift that away, give it away, and those type of things as well. So that is what we're doing. Tonight's episode is about, and it's entitled, My Favorite Christmas Blank Is. My Favorite Christmas Blank Is. If you want to right now in the chat, tell us what your favorite Christmas memory was, your favorite Christmas gift was, your favorite Christmas thought is, you know, whatever your favorite Christmas blank is, let us know. We'd like to share it later on in the podcast and in the coming up episodes and sort of just share a little Christmas cheer. But that's going to be after we do this announcement and illustration of these new products that we are releasing. And I'm very, very excited about that. So we'll get into that in just a second. But I'll go ahead and open it up. My favorite Christmas memory was when I was 4 years old. We lived in Smyrna, Georgia.
Smyrna.
Right outside of Marietta. And near the Air Force Base there. We were coming home from seeing the Christmas lights or something. And one of the airplanes came through and it had that red tail light on it. Well, as a kid, you don't know anything. And I'm looking up and I see red flying through the air. And my parents had me convinced that was Rudolph. And I still remember that. I just remember it being magical. Aww. I mean, it was just magical. You know, that's when you're a little kid and lights and everything. It was just magical. So every time I think of the little ones and taking them out and seeing the lights and stuff like that, I always harken back to that memory of being four. Isn't it amazing what you yes. remember even that long ago? But that was probably one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, I like that.
So anybody else?
My favorite Christmas memory that's only started in the last 5 years because we, at the Roops, play fantasy football. And I seem to manage to always beat Chris in fantasy football.
Oh, you're kidding.
Even though I don't know anything about football.
You do realize that I'm the champion. I mean, I don't know if you understand that.
Self-proclaimed?
No.
Or?
No, I am the reigning.
Not this year.
No, I'm out this year. But I had some injury problems. And yeah, it was a tough year.
How about LSU? SEC champions.
Oh, I don't talk about that.
Yeah, college football doesn't count.
What? Do y'all know my husband?
Spoken like Tar Heels.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you do know we're Tar Heel fans here. We don't pull for no football.
Right now,
we can't even pull for basketball.
Wow.
It's been rough. No, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I hope that the Carolina Panthers get that quarterback. I feel good about him.
What's Joe Burrow?
What's her name? Yeah.
Burrow, he's good.
The LSU.
He's good.
He's legit.
He may be the first pick.
Very solid.
So I have a Christmas memory, but wait, did you finish yours?
Oh yeah, mine was just.
I feel like you didn't finish yours.
I was just pooping on Chris. That's all I wanted to do.
I'm good. Oh, now.
I appreciate it.
Yep. You're done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good shot.
So when the year that we built these houses that we live in, the first year that the kids had stairs to come down because our other house was a one story, and Wells I think was 5 and Carrington was 3 and a half. And there were, you know, obviously a lot of presents under the tree that we had put under there like the night before. And I said, oh, look at all these presents. Who put these presents here? I said, Wells, did you put these presents here? And he goes, no. I said, Carrington, did you put these presents under the tree? She said, yes, I did. My 3 and a half year old.
That's sweet, though. That's sweet. That's really sweet.
That's nice. That's nice. That's very nice.
It was so sweet of her, right?
That's sweet. Yes, it was. Yeah. Isn't that cool? Well, it's magical when it's that age.
Well, kids are stupid, but you know.
Yeah. They're liars. I mean,
that was definitely a lie because we had stayed up all night putting those presents
under
the tree.
And she took credit for it.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she's going to make a great politician.
Hey, she right? could rock that way.
She could.
She could.
Miss Spelling Bee said she birthed a baby on Christmas Day.
Aww.
Wow.
Are you the Virgin Mary?
It's 94.
Oh, it's 94. Never mind. That's
what I said. Yeah. Do you want me to share mine?
Yeah, go ahead. Share yours.
I'll share mine. So I remember the year that I learned the truth about Santa. You want to hear this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is the truth about Santa?
Well, I'll tell you. So
now, do we need to excuse the younger ones in the audience?
No, I think they should hear this.
Okay.
Yeah, River,
okay.
Close your ears. Very
important. River.
Yeah, River, you need to hear this. This is important.
Wait, River, did you have braces before?
So this truth
before?
Isn't going to mess anybody up. So just.
It's not going to mess anybody up, but it's going to enlighten everyone.
Right.
See. I grew up poor.
Right.
No.
Yeah. It was pretty rough growing up. And so I remember this one year, you know, so every year, boys and girls all around the world, they ask Santa for gifts, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I did.
Well, why wouldn't you? Well, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm human.
You're
a kid.
You're a kid.
I wanted stuff.
That's what you do.
And then Christmas comes. What does Santa do?
Well, he should bring you what you ask for.
Okay. He doesn't bring poor people what they want.
What are you talking about?
Listen, I asked Santa for a whole lot of stuff. Listen. I asked Santa for a lot of stuff. You know what he brought me one year?
What did he bring you?
My cousin Patrick to use bicycle.
You were kidding. Oh.
No, it's true. My rich cousin Patrick, you know what he got? A brand new bicycle. Yeah. So I go to my mom. I said, hey, mom.
Wait. What? You're going to have to sign
it. Well, I was signing it, but I can't, you know. Can't go one time. I'm going to just say
it's a podcast, Lindsay.
It's a podcast. It's on air.
I was going to test my sign language interpretation skills.
I'm not going to even say it in her voice.
Sign it for
I'm going to say it in my
listeners.
Voice.
Sign it.
I go to my mom and I say to her, what's the deal? I got Patrick. You know, it's not like I don't know. I know what Patrick's bicycle looks like.
Right.
Why did Santa bring me Patrick's bicycle? You know what she said? It was Santa's recycling program.
Well, praise the Lord for taking care of the earth.
Recycling program. No, but that was the year that I figured it out. I learned the truth about Santa. Santa hates poor people.
It's true.
You are nuts.
But you think about it. All around the world.
I mean.
All these poor kids aren't getting what they want for Christmas. What is your conclusion? Listen, I didn't believe it either at first. I didn't want to believe it. And so I'm like, well, my teacher, she'll tell me the truth. So I went to her and I said, hey, teacher, so what's the deal? And I told her the whole story and said, Santa brought me this. And I think he hates poor people. And she said, no, honey, come here. Santa doesn't hate poor people. He just hates you. Yeah.
So seriously.
Yeah, well,
that's surprising. Does that surprise
finally
you?
Finally, someone spoke truth to the man.
So listen. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Even right, you poor guys. People.
Guys, we're going to get into it. Members, I want you to pay attention.
Chris just got fired from the show.
No, that's great.
How did I do anything wrong? You asked me a question, I answered it.
Listen, guys, for the last several years, we've been operating with the same tools and platform, and we're still going to do the same, but we want to add to what we have been giving our members for the last 11 and a half years. So I want to get into this training right now. Members, pay attention. You're about to make a lot of money and have opportunity to
get
grow
your world
brand.
Rocks.
It's get your world rocks. So pay attention right now. So I'm very excited to share with you some new products and a new service that we have just developed here at TW3 that I think is going to help everyone, our members, non-members, and everyone in between.
It is amazing to see what after 8 years of working in a walk-in closet, you know, on my laptop and desktop with just a few tools to sell insurance has evolved into. Started out with just a robo-dialer, voice broadcast dialer, and a data scraper to start generating leads for my insurance world. I attracted the attention of other people in that industry and brought them on, and they started selling insurance for me and then started selling insurance for themselves. And it led into me just selling them a complete package to build their own insurance agency. And that's how this whole thing started back in 08. And it's absolutely amazing. As I got good and developed my craft of generating leads, I was able to start generating leads for other companies and other industries, which became very lucrative. Companies like Walgreens and Nike and AT&T, Verizon, LifeLock, Amazon, State Farm, Apple, and everybody in between. If you can generate one lead, you can generate another leads. And I started getting paid just to generate those leads. And that developed into developing a package and a training called our referral marketing package. So what started out as just our normal $497 package, I upgraded it so that people that had my package, if they wanted to use these various strategies to generate leads for other companies, they could. And that came about what we called our RMP Plus package. And eventually it was its own separate package. So we had two packages at that time. Our sales rep package, where you could resell TW3's lead generation tools, and you could also use it to develop your own leads for your own insurance company and these other companies that I had on board. Well, then I had brokers coming to me and say, "Hey, Terry, we get an override on our members when they sell insurance for us, and we'd like to get an override on the RMP business that they're doing and other things and get some sort of residual income off of our agency." So we started the Elite package. And so that is how this whole business has evolved. And we have been doing business like this with these three main staple packages for the last several years. And it has worked well. It works great. And we are not doing anything to change it, because if it's not broke, don't fix it. However, if we can improve it, not change anything, but just add to fill in a couple holes that we have noticed over the last couple of years, we want to do that. And so tonight I want to introduce two new platforms that are going to join the suite of platforms we have here. And I also want to introduce a new service, because I think now TW3 is going to be able to take anyone from all the way from $0, I just need something to get started with our affiliate program, all the way up to I have a particular product in a particular industry that I need something custom built, and which is our APS system, which is $25,000. So we've got every solution in between. Let's start with the new system that we just re-released. We dabbled in the waters a couple of years ago with this, but we've really refined it now, and we want to bring it to our members. It's our blog system, and it is a tool. It's not something you buy and can resell. You can't resell this if you buy it. It's a tool that you use to generate leads for your own existing business in the blog world and things of that nature. So we're going to show you that tonight. I'm also releasing a high ticket item that for people that have a passion for coaching and they want their own platform system, we're calling it our CPS system, which is our coaching platform system. This is another system I want to talk to you about tonight and show you how you can really make a lot of good money. This is basically, for lack of a better term, white labeling the TW3 coaching platform. So it's your brand and it's under your name. Everything from the site, the system, the server, the software, everything is representing your brand. But it's cookie cutting everything that we do and putting it over into your name. And then there's a service you've probably seen me dabbling about and advertising a little bit about, and that is our radio service. I want to talk to you about that and how it's going to make you as a member some money and build your brand. So let's get into it. Let's first start with the radio. First and foremost, the radio format. We've had over 10,000 listeners per week over the last going on 11 and a half, 12 years this coming July with our podcast. And we want to parlay that over into a streaming online radio format as well. and we want to share that with our members. So we're giving you 24/7 online access to build your own brand, build your own audience, and develop new income streams. How? Because we're going to give you your own 30-minute program on that platform. Before, when we talked about setting up a podcast, setting up, you know, this or that, one of the hurdles that people had was, Terry, I don't know how to build a podcast and tag it and do this. I don't know how to do online streaming. Some of these things, they're a little more technical, a little more sophisticated with what you've got to have as far as equipment and things like that to get started. So there were some huge barriers to that. Well, now, if you have an iPhone, you can sit there and record yourself talking about whatever subject matter, whatever you want to talk about today, your thoughts of the day, what you're going about today, building your brand, building your audience, talking about what you're doing in your business. It doesn't have to be about TW3. If you got an insurance business, if you got a real estate business, if you got a ministry, if you got a coaching business, whatever product, good or service that you represent, if you are a member of TW3, we're going to give you a minimum of a 30 minute if you want. And in some instances, we'll have to talk to you. We can give you up to an hour show once a week. We've got plenty of time, plenty of slots. We've paid all the licensing for music, so we can play music. We can play news. We're going to have some news networks coming in that's going to be piping news 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock hour, just a 5 minute, what's going on around the world. We're building this out right now, and we want to give our members first shot at being on there. We've already got some national syndicated shows that's going to be streaming as well. We've got our podcast and interviews that I've done that's going to be on, and we're going to be building a regular programming format that you will be able to go, okay, you know, so-and-so's show is at 7 o'clock today. I want to tune in and listen. And then there can be a repeat of that show. But we want you to create, you know, one show a week and just put it up there. And all you have to have is an iPhone. We do everything else. We do the intros, the outros. We do the commercials. We do everything. Now, you can go out and sell commercials for your show. If you are an elite member, you can set up a RMP offers. Like today, I want to talk about this book here written by Seth Godin about, you know, the whatever. And if you'd like a copy of that book, go over to mywebsite.com/freebook and get it down. And then you've got hooked up with that RMP offer and getting $15 to $20 for everyone trying it out, that free services. So it's going to give you new income streams. You can sell advertising off of it as well. You can build your business, build your brand. It's 24/7. It's there for you. It comes with your membership, whether you're SRT, PRT, which is plus rep and trainer, or elite rep and trainer. No matter what level you're on, we want to unveil this and give this as one more format, an audio format. You've already got a blogging format, an online footprint, but we want to give something out there with a little more avenues of getting people involved with what you're doing. So that is the radio. The TW3radio.com is being filled out right now. And if you would like to take part of that, just send in a ticket in the back office and I can give you more information through ticket support. Our second product, now that's a service that we're offering. The next product that I unveiled was that blog system. We recognize that there are people that just need a tool to generate leads online for their business. And they're not necessarily wanting a membership. They're not necessarily wanting to resell anything, but they want to stay in their lane and they need something affordable. Okay. This doesn't come with our ticket support. This doesn't come with weekly coaching and training. This doesn't come with the TW3 coaching videos in the back office. This is just a straight up blog. However, you say, well, Terry, you can go get a blog anywhere. Yeah. But can you get a blog with unlimited data that you can blog as much as you want, that's on an SEO network, that's going to give you landing page software, professional form creation software, the Hustle Pro Suite, and a blog curator? You add all of that up, if you was to buy it out individually, it would be about two times as much. You're looking at about $600 to $700. And then you're looking at about probably around $50 a month in admin and licensing fee. You can get that package, $297, $20 a month. Any of our members, our TW3 members, whether it be our SRTs, plus reps, or elite reps, can sell that. It's commissionable to them for $200. And then if you're an elite member, you get $10 a month off of that admin fee. So you get to split that as well. So $200 commission, $10 a month admin fee, commissionable to our elites. But it's a great way of getting something, getting started. So maybe you're a member on tonight and you've got some affiliates that just need a little bit more tools so that they can start getting leads, so that they can start being a little more successful, even in your TW3 business or your coaching business. Then this is something that's a sort of a lower price point that they can get involved in, that they can get. Now, like I said, it doesn't give them any resale rights to anything. They just have this system. They just have this tool. But if they're an affiliate of yours, they can resell through your credentialing at TW3 and be able to do that. But your target audience is going to be maybe some affiliates, but a lot of people that have already got an existing, you know, business or brand that you're trying to build or something like that, that have dabbled about putting an online presence out there. But there's so many solutions, so many different things. And a lot of times they can waste a lot of time, money and energy trying one of these freebies and end up paying 3 and 4 times as much, because by the time they have to buy this plugin and this software solution and this hosting. And then, and by the way, this is all on a secure server. And here's the other thing. And then they're out there by themselves with our blog system. They're on a network of content creators that's just driving more and more traffic, because the search engine bots are looking and saying, okay, over here is a content whale of information, and it's got this, got this. And we're using backlinking and all of that stuff to really optimize the traffic in the search engine searches that people might be potentially doing. So great, great product, great price point, I think. And it's going to be able to give our members one more thing to sell at a different price point that's going to be able to help. Now, the thing that I'm most excited about tonight is next, and that is that CPS system. And I'll tell you why. There are so many ways to make so much money with this. Yes, it's going to be an investment. Yes, it's not good. It's not going to be cheaper like a $297 solution. But for those guys who are, I call it a pastor's heart. You can call it a coach's heart. You can call it whatever you want. But you're wanting to build your own brand, your own business. You want to have your own podcast, your own radio program. You want to have everything that TW3 has, but it needs to be under your name, because maybe you don't come from a ministry or an insurance background. Maybe you come from, health and wellness and no necessarily religious background, and it needs to fit your branding, and you want to build a culture around who you are. That's perfectly fine and great, to be honest with you. I think the more diverse people can be and more distinctive between other people, the better off you're going to be. So what is the CPS system? The CPS system is a completely and totally white labeled platform of the TW3 platform. Now, for those elite members and those who are in the loop about what our APS system is, you might be saying, well, what's the difference? APS gives you the ability to make as many membership levels as you want at whatever price point you want, using whatever software solutions and a buffet of plug-in solutions we have. So it's totally customizable, the APS system. The CPS system is more narrow in what you're going to have as far as options. It is exactly a cookie cutter of the TW3 platform. Same plugins, same softwares, same layout, same everything. It's not customized, but it's put under your name, and the compensation package is fully compensable to you. So that means when there's a $97 a month admin fee coming in, it's coming to you, because this is your business on your platform. It has nothing to do with TW3. The override compensation, there is no, when I sell an elite package for $29.97, I'm having to pay $1,500 for them to set it up, this, that, and the other. No, it's completely and totally, you sell an elite package on your platform, it's $29.97. Okay. It's fully, it's a full marketing suite. Everything that's in the back as a TW3 platform solution is going to be loaded onto your. And because we know that you're just getting started, we're offering a dynamic support. Now, we won't offer your members ticket support. We don't offer coaching, training, or anything like that, because this is your platform. It's your business. But what we will allow you to do for your first year is allow your members to take part in our weekly training. And you can also take our videos, even though it will say TW3 on them. You can use those videos until you've developed your own, and you can slowly wean off of those videos. So it's sort of a dynamic, you know, as you get fully vested and fully in, then you can start backing out of the TW3 support as well. But we wanted to sort of give you that to get you up in speed, because support is going to be a huge thing getting. Because once you start launching your own platform, you not only have the sales end of it, you know, which everybody that's joined TW3, you've got the sales and you've got some support, but you've got all the support. So we're trying to help a little bit. And so we can offer the weekly training that I do. I will be giving you a link, and you can share it in your back office for people to be able to participate until you get up to speed. If you won't, it's not a have to. And then the video inventory of all of our training you can have until you populate your own. So we have that. Now, what kind of money are you talking about in this type of platform? Well, let's just look. If you sold 10 clients, you just sold 10 clients when you first got this platform, it's set up for you, and you're going to have to sell the first few yourself, okay? Because you have no members reselling your platform for you and your products for you. So probably the first 40 or 50 is going to be sold by you until you get your members up to speed and working. But the first 10 that sold, if you sold 10 elite packages, that means you've got $30,000 that just came to you off of that $10,000 investment. If you sold 10 plus level packages, that means you've got $15,000 that just came to you off of that $10,000 investment. And if you sold just regular sales rep and trainer packages, that means you've just broke even and got your investment out of it. Okay. But here's where it gets really cool. The admin that you sold, those 10 admins that you have, it means you've got $1,000 a week coming, or $1,000 a month coming in now off of that. If you sold that and retained all of that business over a year, that means you've got $12,000 in admin fees coming in. Now, the beautiful thing about this is you're not going to be the only one selling your tools and your coaching and your training and your platform and your tools once you have your own platform, right? You're going to have other people as you're bringing those on. You're coaching them and training them how they can build their business. You're showing them how they can take your tools and wrap it to another industry and things of that nature. You're going to have people. So let's say if 10 of your clients, these are sales made by your other clients, then what that means is if you had clients that sold 10 ELT packages, then that means you just made $15,000 off of their business and productivity. If they sold 10 plus level packages, that means you just made $5,000. If they sold 10 of the SRTs, that means you just made $2,500. And so off of that business, you just made $1,000 a month in admin, $12,000 a year off of someone else's ability to sell. And what you're doing is empowering them to prosper. You're empowering them to build their own business. So if they sold 10, you sold 10, what does that look like? 20 together, that means 45,000. That means 20,000 of plus levels. That means 12,000 of SRTs. That means $2,000 a month in admin, $24,000 a year. That's what that means when you have that platform. So basically what you're looking at here is you're looking at a $10,000 investment, $600 a month in admin fees to get this platform up to speed. But you can see right quick that over the coming months, it's not going to take, it's not a couple of weeks scenario here, by the way. So if you're thinking, hey, I'll jump on this and in a month or two, I'll capture. No, it's going to take you a little bit to get up to speed, because now all of a sudden you've got to be the expert in everything. So there's some training, that intense training that comes with this that we have to do with you to show you this and show you that, show you how this works, because now it's your sandbox. It's up to you. Now, we're there in a moderate way to help, but it's your complete total business. You don't have the TW3 ticket support. You don't have the TW3 weekly training that we do and all that. But you have your own sandbox. You have your own platform that's branded after you. You have everything you need to go to the next level. So those were the three packages that we released tonight, or two platforms and one service. It can be sold, just so that you know, and we're all clear on everything. If you want to take advantage of that to new TW3Radio.com to build your brand right now, everyone can do that and do it right now, free of charge. Every one of our members can sell the new blog system. The elite members can now sell the new CPS, the coaching platform system, to anybody. This isn't going to be for everyone, by the way. I wouldn't even recommend that CPS system to but just a few people. But when you have someone that's really starting to generate their own content, really starting to build out their own coaching business and things of that nature, then that's the time to start talking about, hey, would you want to have your own sandbox? And we have that, and we're trying to put it in a more affordable package. For elite members, they're the only ones that can sell the CPS system, okay? It is commissionable to them. When they sell it, they make an initial $3,000 off the sale and then $2,500 over the next 12 months, okay? Because it is a one-year contract to buy that CPS system. You've got to, you know, guarantee that you're going to have it and you're going to pay those admin fees for a year minimum. It's a commitment that you're into it. But I would tell anybody at any level, don't buy anything and don't get involved with anything if you're not committed to making it happen and all that. It's just bad business to do otherwise and not wise, of course. But that is the two new products that we released. That's the new service that we released. I think we've got everything, because everybody's different. There's some people on here tonight that said, hey, Terry, I just need something to get started with. Man, I see all the different opportunities, but man, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Well, don't get, you know, start at what makes sense to you. You might need to be just a sales rep and trainer, and then you could sell our blog system. You could take advantage of our free radio to build out your business. You might want to be an elite member tonight because you want all of that advanced coaching. You want all that advanced training. You want the ability to sell the high ticket stuff, but you don't want to be, you don't want to have to carry all of the weight of everything. You need the ticket support for your members to be helped with. You want the coaching and the training right now because you need to get up to speed so that you can then have the information to convey mixed in with your story. Become an elite member. I would tell you, out of all of those packages, if you want the highest income opportunity with the lowest risk of having to do everything, the elite membership is where to be. And there's the mastermind training. And we're going to be talking about that this coming Wednesday night in our mastermind, of how this package can be sold and leveraged by people to make even more money. But those are the two new platforms. And that is the new service that we're offering. I hope that all of you will find great value into it. Now let's get back to the show.
So we're going to go ahead and start taking some of these questions. The most common question I'm getting, because I've got a few through tickets here, for people that are interested in a 30-minute spot, what's the best way to go about that, getting a spot on the radio?
Yeah, so if you are a member and you want a 30-minute spot on TW3 Radio, and Chris, by the way, Lindsay, by the way, we just launched this a couple weeks ago. I've been playing, dabbling, pretending I'm a DJ, you know, doing all this.
Have you really?
Yeah, yeah, you're muted. Oh. Spinning records.
Have you really?
I've had Christmas shows on. I've had some rock and roll shows on late night. I've just been
all right,
having a little bit of fun. But just moderately putting it out on some social media platforms, saying, hey, that's what we're doing, and putting it in the back office. We've had as much as 300 listeners at one time. And last week we topped over just over 1,000 listeners. I haven't announced it on a podcast yet. So we're going to have 300 or 400 people see this on YouTube. But we're going to have about 10,000 downloads is what we've been averaging on our audio podcast, because that's been out the longest and we've mm-hmm. got a lot of subscribers there. So I look for it to spike after tonight. So it's going to be a great platform for people to be able to get their brand out there, because we've already got a built-in audience. We're just letting our podcast audience know, hey, there's this new thing. It's 24/7, and it's going to be more than Terry. It's going to be all these other people that are taking their money, business, and life to new levels. And we've got people like Les Brown. We've had Zig Ziglar, John Maxwell, a lot of people in shows. We bought licensing to be able to play music. So anybody that wants to use that tool that is free of charge to members now, Sales Rep and Trainer, Plus Rep, and Elite members, anybody wants to, because I've always wanted people to do a podcast, but I realize there's this technical barrier that stops a
Preach.
Lot.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
It is. There's a technical barrier to producing a podcast because you got to be able to tag it. You got to be able to upload it. You got to put it on a server. You got to be able to coordinate RSS feeds with, you know, iTunes and all these other, you know.
I changed the ink in my printer today without calling Justin at work.
We're proud of you, Lindsay. We're proud of you.
That was a big step in my life. Probably the first time I've ever done that.
We've got questions, moving up. But we are proud.
Yeah, I don't have questions anymore. I think you officially just answered them.
But if you are a member and you want to take advantage of it, just send in a ticket and Reagan will forward it over to me and I'll be following up. That's all. And all you've got to do is have, you know, a smartphone of some sort, iPhone, Android, go to Best Buy and get one of these MP3 recorders. But you've got to record an MP3.
That was the common question, was what if you don't have an iPhone?
Well, if you don't have an iPhone, you've got to have some sort of digital recorder of some sort. Most computers, you can plug a microphone right into.
Get you some hardware.
Nice.
Ooh. Look at her.
So there's hardware. And then there's software.
But the difference is still lost.
Serious.
Okay, so you're getting hardware, which would be like a microphone.
Like a microphone, cords, it's
hard.
And cables.
It's but hard, if you buy it from Best Buy, it's hard.
Right.
All right. Okay, next question.
So for the streaming of it as well, you don't have to have a smartphone to stream the radio station, do you?
No, you can, any device
smartphone.
Any device that will get on the internet.
So what about a flip phone? I still got my flip phone.
Will it get on the internet?
No.
Well, then it won't.
You're so Samsung an iPod chocolate. Though.
And will it get on the internet?
It's been so long since I even...
Anything with internet access, if you can get to a website.
If you can get to a website, because then you could go to the
people
website.
People give their kids iPods.
TW3Radio.com.
TW3Radio.
As starter devices.
What about my Nintendo DS?
Yes. If it'll stream off of a...
The question was, I mean, I think he's answered this.
What about my treadmill?
Can you get on the internet?
Can you get on the internet? Does it have a browser?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, you can watch it on your Samsung fridge.
I think because the Samsung fridge does have a iOS.
You can use an Android. Anything with any smartphone is what he's saying.
Yeah. Basically. Anything that gets on the internet.
All right. So a couple of our, I'm cutting this short because now we're being facetious. I was being facetious. A couple of our email questions that came in. That we always get a week, we sort of compile for the podcast here. So what's the fastest way to start making money with this?
The fastest way to make money with us is get in our back office, get one of our platforms, either our Sales Rep and Trainer, Plus Rep and Trainer, Elite Rep and Trainer, go through the steps. We've got it numbered, you know, do this first, do this second, do this third, do this fourth. Don't shortcut anything. Don't try to go around something. Don't think, I want to do RMP, but you haven't done step four yet, because step four is so frustrating, aggravating, and irritating. Yep. Sorry, you got to do it if you're going to be able to do RMP.
Yep.
And then go through those steps and then learn how to drive traffic, start talking that traffic the way we show you, resell a few systems, start getting, you know, some money coming in, get your investment paid off. And the fastest, easiest way to make money, I've always said, is take calls, read script, make money. It's that easy. But that's, you know... Me and Reagan's talked about this, and maybe you guys can help me with my language. I don't know, but you can't.
Well, I might be able to help.
You think you could?
I think.
So when I say, and I'm not being facetious to anyone, or I don't want to throw
my word.
Okay, let me put it a different way. I'm not trying to be disparaging, dismissive, or derogatory. See, I can alliterate.
That's good.
That's good.
Like you. A boss.
I can't.
Like that's, a boss.
That's why you can't take my word, because I can't. No. I learned facetious 7 years ago, and it's like, that's my word.
No, don't take it. But I say this phrase commonly. This is not a magic pill. It's not a genie in a bottle. It is a tool. You have to learn how to use the tool, and you have to actually use it. Now, we will have, and it's not often, and it's not a lot of people, but occasionally we'll have people that get frustrated because they have these tools now and they want to make money, and we want you to make money. It's not good for you, it's not good for our brand for anyone not to make money as quickly as possible. We have a vested interest in people making money. Help me expound on that. How can I expand on that in different language that maybe someone can hear better?
So I'm going to speak to anyone who has ever had a child.
Okay.
If you purchase a TW3 package, you have a new baby.
Oh, that's good.
You have a living, breathing organism that requires your attention, your dedication, your loyalty in order for it to live and breathe.
Yeah.
That's just real
life.
It's got
to be nurtured.
It does. It's, and I also say, it's just like whenever you start a new job, think back to the last, you know, corporate position that you had.
Yeah.
The first 6 weeks, like week one, you go in and you are blindsided by information. You're like, oh my goodness, what do I even do?
You're overwhelmed. Yeah.
There's so much to learn here. How am I ever going to get it? By week six, you can pretty much do it in your sleep.
Were you overwhelmed when you first had your first child?
Yes. When they gave me that baby, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You trust me to take this thing home?
And did you know how immediately on day one to be the best parent that
no,
you possibly could be?
No, heck no. I looked at Justin. I was like, why did they give us him to take home?
Because it's your baby.
By ourselves.
But there's they weren't real... giving you anything.
But I think the sense
was yours. Listen, it was overwhelming.
But you did a great job.
But you pushed through it because you had commitment to that child.
Absolutely.
You had a huge why in your life. This is my blood. You know, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that would discourage you as being a mother and a parent, the things that would frustrate you, the pain of it, the sleeplessness of it.
Oh, mercy.
The feelings of overwhelm. You pushed through all of that because your why was bigger than your pain.
Absolutely.
And in this business or any other business, because I want to give value to anybody. It doesn't matter what you start. When I got in the insurance for the first time, man, the first few months, I just wanted to rip my hair out. And as you can tell, I did a good job.
You missed a few spots.
Well, I missed two. You see those two? I left
take some
right
pointers
here
from my husband. He ain't got nothing up there.
He gave up the fight. I'm still holding on. Justin, you're a quitter. Hold on like a real man. But the point is, you push through. You have to. Yeah. I wouldn't be here today if I'd have quit in the first few months of insurance because, you know, they told me everything there was to know about, you know, whole life, term life, annuities, health, all of this stuff. But they left out the one secret ingredient that's going to make you or break you in that business is outside of calling my brother-in-law, people I graduated with, who do you talk to after that?
Right.
And then, well, go buy these leads. Well, everybody's already talked to them. So, you know, they set me up for failure. And I'm just not throwing shade on anybody. And that's the uniqueness of this business. But even at that point, it's anything new, any business. We never claim any of this is easy, but we have always proposed it is well worth it.
I've started like talking, you know, when people address concerns with me about the TW3 platforms, I'm like, listen, you cannot purchase this package from me and then expect your computer to start spitting money out.
Yeah.
Like that's not how this works. There's a learning curve. And for some people, it's real quick. And for some people, it's not.
It's in different areas, too.
It's in different areas,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Because haven't we found people that, I mean, the within the first 3 or 4 days, they've got their blog, they got their funnel, they got everything set up. They're driving traffic, but they're not making any sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason is they're weak in sales.
And then I've had a guy come on and he was not super awesome technically, but he made a sale inside of 2 weeks.
Because as soon as he gets in front of someone.
Because he was a closer.
He knows how to build rapport. He knows how to close. So everybody's got different strengths and weaknesses and you have to develop all of it.
Right.
You know, and I sort of like almost have an allergic reaction when I see some of these ads and stuff, you know, make money quick, you know, turn your laptop into an ATM, that kind of language. And because it gives people this false thing that they can buy this magic pill. And we've never put our software, our system, our trainings up as some sort of magic pill. We teach the opposite. We tell you that what we've got is legit. It's been out there for 11 and a half years. It continues to work, not just for me, but for hundreds of other people and thousands of members and affiliates. It works, but it is.
It works if you work.
It works if you work.
Yeah.
We had someone he was very critical and he says, well, if you're so confident in this, you should give a money back guarantee. The fact that you won't proves that you don't believe it'll work. And I was like, let me ask you a question. This person graduated from, I'm not going to mention a school because I don't want to throw shade, but he graduated a pretty well-known university. And I said, did you get a money back guarantee by going to that university and getting that degree? Well, no. I was like, and you obviously are not able to leverage what you learned over there because you're standing in front of me complaining that your business and everything else is falling apart. You can't make money. They were the first people that educated you. Why aren't you looking at them?
That's a good point.
Education doesn't come for free. I mean, I don't know where this mindset comes from, you know, and just because, you know, someone's going to charge for their time and their training and tell you that's the way it's got to be.
I think that's a good point, though. We are not Amazon. We are an education. We're an investment opportunity. This isn't Walmart. You know, you're not buying just a blanket that you can take back if you don't like how it feels. You're investing in a biz op.
Right.
And the tools, training, and support to make it
work.
That's
got people's time involved. That's right. Got services involved. That's got technology that there's no. And so you just got to be cognitive of that. But, you know, I want to be very, I teach in our back office. I think it's like step two or three. I can't remember. But I say be positive, but not Pollyannish, which I mean, don't oversell anything. Here's the reality. There's people on tonight that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars with us. And here's the reality. There's people that has joined us that's been here a week, a month, a year, hadn't made a dollar. Mm-hmm. That's reality.
Yeah.
And what's the difference? It's the same tools. It's the same training. It's the same opportunity. It's the people. And that's not to throw shade at anybody. I'm one of those people. It would have taken a year or so before I'd ever seen my first dollar because I'm just not quick on the uptake. Right.
Well, and nobody is surprised when I say that technical skills are not something I was born with.
You hide it so well. You hide it so well.
Electric toothbrushes rock my world. So
what else? Excuse me. Oh, what other question do you need?
I'm taking notes. I have questions.
We'll be back right after this.
You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook.
Everyone recovered? We're good?
Okay.
No, don't start again. Don't start again.
I tell you, take
a break for it.
Lindsay is comical gold.
That's true.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm just talking about my Lindsay, life.
On behalf of the TW3 family and the Wilson family, thank you.
I got nothing.
Thank you.
Can anyone resell
You're
the
muted.
Podcast
Are you
package?
Talking? Are you meaning to talk?
Are we back online?
Yes, we are.
Can anybody do what? Hey, Chris, we're doing a podcast. I didn't know if you
I thought we were still just sitting here chit-chatting, and y'all were like,
we got a few people
serious.
Here. Go ahead. What'd you say now?
Swear. Just gonna leave. Now, can anyone resell the podcast package?
The podcast package. You talking about the radio?
Yeah.
Well, the radio is free to members. It's nothing to be sold. If you become a TW3 member, which is sales rep and trainer plus rep and trainer, that is now part of the inventory that they get with their package. And it's just, and someone's me and Chris is talking about how are you gonna make money with this, and that's a great question.
I heard myself 30 seconds ago.
No, I was pulling up the podcast.
Oh.
I see there's lots of comments, and yeah. I thought I might check them out.
She's here to defend herself. Now,
Lindsay, you really don't want to see those comments right now. I'm kidding. There's nothing bad.
Mercy.
But it comes with, and here's the reason why we give a blog to everyone. We give a website. We give these online tools. So we just want to be able to give that for people to be able to promote their brand. Someone asked me the other day about what did I think if I singled out the one thing over the last 11 years I've done that has helped grow the business. And I always come back to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason I think, you guys know, I can't spell nor write.
Bless it.
But I can't speak either. Which
you
is,
can speak.
Well, you know.
I mean, you got your dictionary on lock in your head, coming up with all these words that I haven't heard since the spelling bee.
Just don't ask him to spell it. But my point is this. I think when you speak and you communicate and people hear your voice, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. You can't hide who you are, but for so long. Mm-hmm. And the more and more someone talks, the more and more they reveal who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think over time, where the people subscribe to our theology or not, it's just psychology. It's mm-hmm. just real. You can fake it out. You can be Mr. Suave on the phone and have your stuff together. You can have a nice written script and all that. And that you need to, by the way, you need to be as polished as possible. I'm not saying that, but when you're talking about building a brand and you're talking about selling yourself as who you are, I think podcast, and then it has to be one of the strongest things you can do, because people, every time we come, and you probably, and both of you have heard it, and I know you have, these conferences, we go and we get to meet some of our members for the first time. And one of the things they say to me, I don't know what they say to you, is, I feel like I know you.
Oh,
I feel like you're a friend that I've known for, you know, X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
You
know,
and as an introvert, yeah. I'm like, ha ha, run.
Is that what they're saying to you?
Because they're not saying that to you. I'd love to know what they're saying to you.
Well, what they're saying is I hope you're not going to keep being on the podcast.
Are you still going to do that?
Please.
It was a business show until you got there.
You have totally ruined it. You're a complete waste of time.
I think I
You know
I
what I get the most
it.
Common thing is when are you going to say something that actually makes sense? That applies to business principles.
When are you going to get to the business, Chris?
No, yes. Wait. I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, I co-host the podcast with Terry most weeks. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
All that banter. I'm in it for the learning. I don't need all that. And I was
Wednesday
like,
nights.
Ooh. Yeah. He wasn't a member.
Oh, yeah.
So he wanted to cut through.
He wants a webinar.
Yeah.
And we get that. And we do have webinars over at our YouTube channel.
So he's boring. Is that what we're saying?
He's saying we're boring.
We're boring.
Oh, we're not boring.
Yeah. Well, to him,
we're having a good time.
Well, yeah, we're not bored at all.
I said I'm the funniest guy I know.
Absolutely. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, I tell people all the time, this podcast is just to let people know who we are, what yes. we're about. And this is the real deal. You know, someone was asking, I think Lindsay at the last one, are they really like that? Or asking Gina or one, because I remember Gina telling me, said,
unfortunately.
Unfortunately, all they do is go sit in the office and, oh, it's 9 o'clock and they hit start. They're still talking, you know?
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about this business, guys, is once you have these tools and stuff in place, you can sit in your underwear in your office and mm-hmm. have fun and act a fool and make as much as you want, because that's what these tools do.
We are not wearing our underwear, by the way.
Oh, I'm definitely wearing,
I'm
underwear.
Wearing underwear.
I mean, we're not wearing. We're not wearing just our underwear.
Oh, okay.
That is different.
That's different.
That is completely different.
That is completely different.
Those are different words.
Talking about toothbrushes and then
I'm telling you,
I don't know where she
what has happened to this program.
She's hijacked it. It used to be a nice Christian show.
Yes, and you know Christian. That guy who came up to you and he says, "Hey, can we just get through the weird stuff to the business?"
Yeah.
Now we know.
Now we know what he's talking about. Now we know. You know, it all started with the CBD comment. And
I just meant then, we weren't like inappropriate off camera. That's all I meant.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. No one's.
Oh, we're definitely inappropriate off the camera too, but that's a whole nother story.
We leave the inappropriateness to when we're on the camera. Any other questions?
Yeah, we had one more I wanted to get to, but every time we do this, I feel like I'm segueing the
Can
worst.
Can you ask the question?
Yeah.
please save us.
See,
before Lindsay says something else.
Justin's coming to get me right now. Justin, he's going to kick me off.
Kicking down the door. No more embarrassing the family name.
No, he actually just posted. He says, Lindsay, don't come home. Man, that is rough.
Wow, dude. I'm homeless now.
Oh, man.
I cannot. I've
better,
never seen him
better
talk
sell
like
a
that.
Package tomorrow because I'm homeless.
All right, so this was a segue into, I think you were halfway through a sentence when they asked, but how many landing pages and does the blog come with one?
Unlimited landing pages you can create with the TW3 blog, unlimited, and it comes with the software that creates landing pages. It comes with the software that will create opt-in forms. It comes with a blog curation software, and it comes with what else does it come with? Curation, form creator,
social media graphics.
It didn't have that.
Wait, which one? Which package?
The TW3 blog, just the blog, the new package.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about SRT.
Yeah. It's basically the SRT without the engagement tools and a couple of, the Hustle Pro. Which is the Hustle Pro for people that are not TW3. That's the pop-ups and the slides and stuff like that to have opt-ins and stuff like that. Do you still have a home?
I'm not sure. I sent a kiss sure. face and he said, uh-huh.
Ooh. We're sorry, Justin.
No, he was saying, uh-huh.
I don't think you translated that correct. Yeah. Let me translate from a man's point of view.
I think we're good. Let's keep this moving. We can't stop for anything.
I think he heard the announcement. He's ready for you to come home.
What was the next question?
Oh, my Lord. Let's just keep this moving.
Well, save me. Come on.
No, that's the end of our questions. Hit the next segue. Do
Thomas
something.
Bell says, yeah. I would listen to Lindsay's radio show.
That's the same thing I just read.
Lindsay's our audience.
We're gonna definitely do the Lindsay show. We're all just gonna listen and shake our head.
Listen, I would not trust myself to go live without somebody to help me.
What can her title? What's the title of Lindsay's show?
Oh, you guys don't even see some of these comments, but everybody has like the names for their radios, and some of these are really good.
Give us
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam Radio.
You've got to. Bam Bam, you have got to.
It's perfect.
But listen, he's just gonna be hitting stuff the whole time. Bam bam bam.
I listened to it
for 30 minutes. What could Lindsay's
what's
name
the complaint
be?
Here?
Lindsay's show could be.
So that's what we're going to do the as Lindsay a part Chronicles. Of our between now and next week. We want suggestions for Lindsay's podcast.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pick a winner.
Yes.
Whoever comes up with the best name.
For the best name for Lindsay's radio.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to cover all your meals at the conference.
Oh,
do I get to enter this?
I'm talking about the meals on site.
Yeah, the meals on site.
Yep.
But the catering, we'll take care of.
The catering will be taken care of.
Whoever wins the
whoever
best.
Comes up with it. And it's Lindsay's show, so she gets to pick it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have an opinion, and we'll share it.
What's that smell with Lindsay?
So, oh, that's regular. I got comments about that. So how do they register for this?
Well, they just bring it and be in the chat next week because it's the last podcast of the year. Next Monday night.
What a great one to do it at.
And we'll end it on that. What is Lindsay's radio program going to be titled?
So you'll have that whole show to post it. Yeah. We'll collect that.
We'll announce the winner. And if you're going to be at the conference, your meal tickets are on Chris.
That's right.
That is beautiful. Like that's beautiful.
I like
All right, let's get a little fist bump on that.
A little fist bump Boom. Going on. I like that. Well, guys, we're going to announce the winners of the book, and I think Chris is going to button us up when we get back right after this.
Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it and you will start having it.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
I got a few names for Lindsay's show.
Listen, I get to be the final authority,
right? That's right. You get to pick the winner because it's your show.
I'm going to submit mine to Justin.
Yeah. Well, I see. Now that's good.
That's smart.
Should Justin have a say in this?
I'm not reading the text that Justin...
What did Justin say?
I don't know if we want to do this. Why would you ask him that?
No.
Why would you ask that question after today?
I didn't ask him anything.
Not you. Why would Terry ask you, what did he say after where this show has been
the entire time? Never mind.
Do not answer that question.
You know, that's a great catch you just made. Yes.
I'll tell you, as soon as you push the off button on this, then I want to hear the answer. But I do not want that on this air. Listen, I'm a little bit worried that FCC is going to show up.
Yeah. We might not be able to put this on the radio program.
No, this is not going to be on the radio program.
Can we still be in the business category after this show?
I don't know.
iTunes is going to pull us. They're like, I don't know what we're going to do with them. Just put them in other.
The whole thing is, I have not, in my heart, like...
Listen, that's defensive. She's got in my heart.
She's starting to feel guilty.
I'm telling you, I thought that toothbrush was going to set my house on fire.
I'm sending a text message to your pastor and asking him, please do not listen to this episode 394. It was innocent.
It was innocent.
I really did think that my house was going to explode and I need to protect my children and my dogs. And like, I was trying to figure out a plan for safety.
The holes just get deeper.
So if you shared the podcast and you would like a free book or a free meal ticket, all you have to do is go to terrywilson3.com/contact. Send us the link that where you shared it, and we will send you out a free book or a free meal ticket. In either case, let us know your address so we know where to send it, okay? So if you want the book, send it in.
Why? Just keep going.
I can't
Don't stop.
It.
I saw it too. It doesn't matter.
There's suggestions for your show.
Yes. I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna get turned blocked.
River, what are you even doing over there?
Linda said that we've segued to a stand-up comedy show. That was not. No, this was not on purpose.
It wasn't on purpose.
This is real life. You are experiencing. Like you know, I don't know if you can see this, but our faces are red.
Yeah. But guys, I'm telling you, the radio program is going to be a big hit for members because
yes.
We've already got built-in traffic for them. The CPS is going to be a big moneymaker for our elite members to resell. And then the people that buy those platforms and launch their own coaching businesses as well. So we're really, really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be great. So, Chris, if you want to button us up, we'll get out of here.
Yeah. So we have a new segment on our show. It's called Chris's Observations. And this is how we're going to wrap up the show with some of my observations from today's show. Yeah. So, first of all, myspace.com. It is real.
Is it?
And it is still live, but it apparently isn't so much about people's pages anymore. It's like news feeds and stuff. Okay. So it's just free information. My observation, I looked it up.
Okay.
And so the winner for today for best business conversation is Lindsay.
Yeah.
She said, no, I'm serious. This is not a joke.
Okay.
Business is like a new baby.
Yeah.
As awkward as that is.
Oh.
Which is true, but at the same time,
everything I say
it is a great analogy. I noticed Linda said the same thing. It's a really
it's
perfect
a good analogy. It really is.
I mean,
and so
it's got to be
it's
nature.
Scary when they give you that baby and tell you to keep
Absolutely.
It alive.
So I thought that was a great observation. You get the best analogy, a best business
Thanks.
Observation today, and that's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get the worst comment and
worst comment
ever made, and one that still leaves us all asking.
Wait, which comments?
We're still trying to say, why is there an electric toothbrush in the shower?
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,